Len Komorowski, Cavaliers and Quicken Loans Arena CEO, joins the show. There was an epic event yesterday, Len. Tell us all about it.
You know, we have had quite a journey here getting to this point with the queue and talking a lot about it, but now we're, believe it or not, within 9 months of completion, and we had the topping off being put into place for the queue transformation. We had the Mayor Jackson, County Executive Budish, along with City Council President Kevin Kelly and Vice President of the County Council, Pernell Jones, join us for the festivities for really celebrating a remarkable achievement here for our city, for one of our great public facilities in the queue.
So what comes next?
First of all, if you haven't been down in that area, for all the listeners who haven't been down, you would be stunned right now. The wall of glass, 77,000 square feet of glass being installed along Huron Avenue, you know, the north atrium, which is adding about 43,000 square feet, which is absolutely stunning. So the pictures you've seen, it's actually starting to look like those pictures. And on the south side across from Progressive Field with the other addition, which is another 7,500 square feet, that'll actually be completed by the end of February. So when you look at that, and then the glass will be done by April. So the road closure will actually be alleviated in April.
So if we're headed there in the next 9 months or so, how will we be affected, you know, visiting?
Well, what will happen is postseason, and, you know, as we enter into the summer again, we will shut the queue down again. So we won't have events this summer, but we'll be done. And, you know, some examples I'll give you is what you'll notice in dramatic fashion when you walk into the concourse is not only new flooring, new lighting to help expand the space, new wayfinding signage, new concession stands, new restrooms. I mean, it is going to be transformative, not to mention creating a series of neighborhoods and spaces where people can gather, much like people who are familiar with the B-Spot. Just imagine having a number of those throughout the building. Believe it or not, we're less than 9 months away. As you said, it seems like we just got started, and now we're in the third period, if you're looking at it from a Monsters perspective, and we're in the second half from a Cavs end. And I did mention, I want to make sure I say this, because the one challenge put forth to us by the mayor and the county executive was for this project to be a model for workforce participation, for diversity and inclusion. And every benchmark in the community benefits agreement that was set out, we're not only meeting, but we're exceeding.
Well, we're very excited about the transformation, Len. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us everything we need to know all about it.
Well, no, thank you, and thanks for all the support that we get out there. But this is truly going to be a venue that everybody in Northeast Ohio can be proud of and will serve our community well for the next 20 years.